you could be going to the doctor's office today yourself, just for yourself, not for Taryn. What happened
to you? I might have to get this checked because last night I was in some of the most pain I've been in as long as I can I can remember. Being that Taryn doesn't look like she's ready to give birth this weekend, we thought we'd do a couple chores. You know, one of the things, we went out and painted our new chicken coop and goat structure. And so I bought some red barn paint. We had that around at the shop. And I thought, you know, getting Taryn to do some rolling with the roller, you know, up and down, and that'd get things moving. Well, it did. But we did get the thing painted. And then we thought, well, what's, you know, one of the things we can do with the nice weather this week is put on the goat pen. Currently, the goat pen is basically just a structure, a roof, but and their little house underneath it. Well, we're going to put walls around three and a half sides of it.
Okay,
and just to protect them from the elements. And so we went to go buy. We go to Lowe's, and I'm buying some 4x4 posts, and I'm looking at the 10 and 12 foot posts, and these things are waterlogged and they're heavy. And it doesn't sound like a lot, you know, a 4x4 post, but this thing was soaking wet, and I'm pulling it off the top, like the rack that's about eye level. And the one I'm looking at before I put it in the back of the truck has a bow in it. It has a crown in it. And I'm like, no, I don't want that one. It's kind of bent. And so I go to put it back up there, and it doesn't sit right. It catches one of the little things, and it falls from about eye level and just karate chops the top of my big toe. I mean, and it
wait
was...
Wait a second. From eye level?
From eye level,
dropped
I dropped
onto
a
your
four,
toe?
I'm looking down... Oh, I'm looking down the line line on one of these 4x4s, and I go to turn it, to twist it, to see which way it's crowned, and it just rolls off my hand, and I went to move my foot, and there was some stuff on the ground that didn't... And it just came down and just guillotined my foot. And I start hopping around, and I
did you swear you had to have cussed
there was a couple major F-bombs, and then and the lady that was loading some stuff up, her husband was loading stuff up behind us. I know she saw the whole thing sitting in the cab of the truck and was laughing, but I was in serious pain. But we went around, got the concrete, went and got some other stuff, and I'm kind of limping around. And then by the time we stop at the grocery store, she goes in. I can't walk. I sit in the truck, and then we get back to the house, and she says, you just go upstairs and put your foot up. And later she told me, she under her breath, she was like, come on, it can't be that bad. I mean, you know, like thinking that I was wussing out. She's like, I'm about to give birth here. Don't tell me a little stick fell on your foot and now you're in pain. You know, you're not the one that needs help here.
This is not your time.
This is not your time.
This is
Don't
my time.
Hijack my time. And so I'm trying not to. You know, I realize the dynamic at play here. But I get upstairs and I pull my sock off and my toe is already black. It's gray going to black. It's bleeding like crazy. And so she's like, oh, my God. And
no, where is it bleeding? Out of the nail?
It came down right on the cuticle, kind of like it just crushed the nail and split the cuticle. So it's just bleeding out the side, and the sock was all full of blood. And then I pulled the sock off, you know, and she cleans it all up, wraps it up in a deal, and then within an hour, it's just completely soaked through with blood again. So and by the minute, the toenail's turning blacker and blacker. And then, so last night, I don't have any painkillers or anything like that. And so I take a couple aspirin, whatever. And when I ice it 2 or 3 times. And it gets to one of those things, John, where you ice it so much that it hurts because it's so cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It hurts in the bones. You can feel it because it's so cold. But then if you're not icing it, it's on fire like someone's hitting it with a blowtorch.
A year ago, I had that severe sprain of my ankle, and it was the same deal. And you had to ice it. It got to the point where I would rather take the pain from the ankle than the cold from the ice.
Yeah, and so last night it felt like someone was just holding a blowtorch to my foot as I got my foot elevated, and you know, and this whole deal. And so I wake up this morning, I still got it wrapped from last night, and it is just. You can feel your heartbeat. It's just every cough, every breath, every heartbeat. So, I got to go get it looked at.
Well, you have it. You're not elevated right now. So is it hurting
it's
right now?
It's throbbing right now. I was thinking, I don't want to, you know. I got it wrapped, and then I got a sock over it and all that kind of stuff. I wore flip-flop, like, you know, slip-ons to work today because I can't put a shoe over this thing.
It's a good thing you
I will elevate it, but it just...
It's a good thing you got that sock off right away because you can... I could imagine...
Dry in there.
Oh, God, if that sock dried, you know, with the blood... And it dried to the toe, and you had to rip that sock off with the blood on there. Oh, man, that would have been brutal.
And, you know, I've dropped things on your foot before, but this was just a direct hit. I don't know how the corner of it just landed right on my big toe and on my right foot, the gas foot, the whole thing. So, you know, I gotta get this taken care of because it's good, you know, it's my... She's having the baby here in a couple of days, so I need to. I can't be laid up.
No, you got to be able to move around a little bit.
Didn't they give you some painkillers when you hurt your ankle?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, well then I'm going to see them today.
Yeah, they'll give you. Yeah, they'll give you some. They'll give you some painkillers, but you can't be.
But I can't be doped up either.
Yeah, you can't be doped up right now.
Drive to the hospital and stuff.
Yeah, right. So you're not gonna have really much of a window to take that stuff.
Yeah. I could not believe how fast it turned black and how much it was bleeding.
And that stuff, when that stuff happens, it never happens at the right time.
No.
You know, when it happened to me, when I turned my ankle and I wound up hobbled I was out of work. Well, I was supposed to be out of work anyway. It was a day before I was supposed to go down and see Tyler in California.
That's right.
And I messed up the whole, I couldn't
whole
go.
Trip.
I had to cancel the whole trip because I couldn't move. You know, this stuff never happens. I don't know when a good time is, but this certainly is not a good time.
It was one of those things where we're laughing because this is the calm before the storm of the baby. And then we just quiet all weekend. We'll watch some football.
All hits
we'll
at
do
once.
Some, and now I can tell this week is going to be insane.
Something's going to happen to the car. I hate to say it. Something's going to happen to the car.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
The car, something happens to the car. I hadn't had a problem with my car since I got it a couple years ago, and I'm driving down.
Don't put that voodoo on me.
I was driving down to see Tyler in Seattle to meet him when he flew in last week, and halfway down there, I have an issue with my car. Stuff happens too, man. It all rains at once, you know.
And I'm broke. Yeah. You know, it's like one of those things I went to the hill. I thought I'll check before I go buy all these posts and stuff. I better look and see what's in there. And I was like, what the? Where did the? Oh.